There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock. Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Well, let's be clear here, ladies and gentlemen. Wild horses could not pull me away on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we are going to be here for the next 2 hours. Obviously, Friday morning, we had the Connecticut mass shooting, 20 dead children, 7 dead adults. We now have at least the mainstream media's image. After blaming his brother and others, we have a mainstream media report on who supposedly did this. And we're going to be breaking that down. But today, I want to drill into not just the people attacking the Second Amendment savagely and viciously right now, and the attacks that we're now seeing entered in legislation, but also via executive order that Obama's talking about outside of law restricting our guns. I want to look at the psychology of the control freaks throughout history that always seek to disarm the people. I want to look at that, but also some of the statistics and how the media manipulates things, because I happen to have the latest Department of Justice numbers here. 88 dead this year in mass shootings. About half of those were clearly gang-related, but they averaged those in. She got over 40 people killed premeditatedly in a public mass shooting by people that just want to kill innocents, mainly because they're normally on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or a selective SSRI and are big video game heads. And they're basically hallucinating 24-7. That's what it looks like is happening in this case. That's now the MO. I said, if it's not a government op, he'll be some type of goth nerd. I said this repeatedly. I'm on record Friday. Who's into video games and on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. By the way, I said that about Sergeant Bales that killed the 16 Afghans. Turned out he was on steroids, a unnamed serotonin reuptake inhibitor. The government won't release that, but admits he was. And a malaria drug that makes you hallucinate. Oh, man, that's not a good idea. Hallucinogen? That's what psychotropics are. They're in that family. Steroids, and the Army tested his blood. That's what they say he was on. And a malaria drug. And you wonder why he went and killed and slaughtered and burned little children up. Oh, let's take his guns. Oh, sorry, he's a soldier. Can't do that. See, that's the point. You can never stop bad people from doing bad things, but you really can't stop people hopped up on cocktails of what basically comes out to be PCP. I mean, you put an autistic kid with Asperger's on violent video games and give him a bunch of guns like mommy did and hop him up on psychotropic drugs. He was reportedly in psychiatric care. Then you're asking for it. You know, normally an autistic kid just wants to sit there and flip the light switch on and off or wants to obsess over things. Well, he got obsessed with shooting. And, well, you know the rest of the story. And so now their argument is, take my guns, take your guns for what somebody else does. When I got news for you, I happen to have the numbers here on suicide from Prozac class drugs. It's in the tens of thousands and a year. And I happen to have the numbers on deer killing over 200 people a year. And mass shootings, 88, less than half of those, around half of those actual mass shootings. So it's one of the rarest forms of death out there. But the media wants you to be real scared. The rest of the story straight ahead.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 16th day of December, 2012. And we are going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. I guess that'd be 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, obviously, wild horses couldn't drag me away. I want to cover all the facets of what really happened with the tragic shooting that killed 20 children and 7 adults in Connecticut Friday morning at a government training facility, a government brainwashing facility, a public school. And make no mistake, that's what they are. You may have some nice people that work there and nice children that go there, but it's all federally run, and it was advertised as a victim disarmament center. That's why these mentally ill Prozac-type heads, always the same MO, goth punk kid, taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors, obsessed with video games, first-person shooter, stole mommy's guns and went and did this. If you believe the official story, and I tend to only because this fits in with the real, because there's been some stage ones, that have even come out before, like Sirhan and other events. But when you have a real mass shooting like this, it's always the same thing. Almost every case, it's a white male, sometimes Hispanic or Asian, if you just want to profile it from a law enforcement perspective. Just almost unheard of to have a black mass shooter for whatever reason. Just profiling here, almost always white, Caucasian, 25, you know, 18, 25, generally even closer to 20. And normally they are mentally ill. They've normally been in psychiatric care. A lot of times it is something they've dealt with their whole life. Autism, of course, has gone from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 58 now, according to the British Medical Journal. And the medical journals here in the United States, we have similar numbers to what they have in England. You can debate whether it's 1 in 37 or 1 in 120, but the numbers globally in the Western world are settling in at about 1 in 58. This is just a name of all sorts of people brain damaged in utero from different chemicals and things that are in the food chain, and then things that they also get once they're born. And it's kind of like a selective lobotomy. You never know what you'll get. You might get a genius idiot savant, or you might just get someone who is very seriously brain damaged. This woman, the mother, had written and talked to friends and said that Adam Lanza, the reported shooter, could feel no pain and was, you know, very threatening towards her. And she'd taken him out of the school. This is all in the Associated Press, New York Daily News, you name it right now. And we'll be going over some of those articles. They're all posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you tuned in to the big weekday show Friday, I said in the first hour, the second hour, and the third hour, I said it'll be a goth, just like Harrison Kleibold, on psychotropics, in psychiatric care, obsessed with first-person shooting games. And that's what we're now learning. I mean, it's just, it's a white guy obsessed with first-person shooting games, on drugs, on government-issued drugs. We know he's under psychiatric care. They always put you on it. The treatment for Asperger's and autism is Prozac, 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 and more Prozac. Before you send me an email saying, that's a 90s drug, Alex, we've moved on to Luvox. And yes, I know. I just use Prozac because it was the first one to get approved by Eli Lilly in 1981, and they've just gotten worse and stronger from there. It was a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Now they have selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the rest of it. And so I'm going to get into the open announcement. They want to physically ban all our semi-autos, handguns, rifles. It's all being announced. Legislation introduced. Obama says he may just use an executive order. I told you that's what he would probably do. That's what he's been doing. Bloomberg headline, Bloomberg demands Obama take executive action against Second Amendment. That means outside of law. And he's been doing that on war, on shutting down our power plants, on cybersecurity. It's unprecedented. And he's told his supporters, I can do things executively. Brady, handgun center, Sarah Brady said 6 months ago, don't worry, he's going to take executive action. Here's the cover of my December issue of the magazine. Came out 16 days ago of InfoWars magazine. This man wants your guns. And half the 60-page issue is how they're going to take your guns executively. Okay. And, oh, here's Kurt Nimmo's headline today, linking to NBC News. Bloomberg demands Obama take executive action against the Second Amendment. So we know when the enemy is blowing the trumpet to come after us. 2 weeks ago, the Fox Sports writer that Bob Costas quoted, his full article and his statements on radio and TV, he said, all gun ownership is racist. The Ku Klux Klan is the NRA. Ban all guns. That is now a talking point in the media today. I saw scores of threatening tweets and comments on my own website and YouTube. I monitored it, and we have some of the articles. I mean, some of them here in the article. Gun grabbers call for murder of NRA president supporters in wake of mass shooting. I'm asking my writers, most of which are off on the weekend tomorrow, to write about. They're saying, I mean, they come up with real YouTube channels that have been established for years. These are real people, and they say, we're going to kill you with guns and take your guns. And so you have to understand, the collectivist disarming the host country, disarming the middle class so we can, you know, not just pay 50%+ of what we make in some form of tax. They want 80% like France. They always go after your guns. Folks, guys, there's a London Guardian interactive map I meant to send you. Just type in world map of gun laws, and one of the top links is the Guardian article. They actually show crime rates versus guns, and I was surprised they were honest. The U.S. is pretty low in actual gun crime, even though we're the highest in gun ownership after Switzerland. And a lot of countries with total gun bans have the highest gun crime rate, like Mexico, where our government shipped in tens of thousands of guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and got caught doing it. And the memos where they said, we're going to blame this on the Second Amendment to ban all semi-autos, handguns, and rifles, that even came out. And CBS, of all places, broke it. And then I watch congressional hearings and they go, we don't know what happened with Fast and Furious. You don't know? No. You're protecting the Democratic Party. The Republicans are, because they're all part of the same criminal club at the top. Are there some good members of the House and Senate? Yeah, but they're not in the committee chairman positions. The power structure wants your guns. The rich, powerful congressmen and senators, they've got bodyguards. They live in gated communities. Sarah Brady's got armed guards. Michael Moore's got armed guards. I've actually had them rough me up once on video. They go, hey, Michael Moore's in that restaurant in New York when I was doing some interviews. So I waited until he came out, and there was a big protest that day. That was why he was there. And these guys came over, they had guns under their shirts, and just knocked into me for no reason because I was filming, not even getting in his way. You know, my point is Michael Moore has got armed bodyguards who think that I'm trash and who I wasn't even in their way. They just didn't like me filming and came and put their hands in my face and bumped into me. So I bumped back into them and gave them the look like, you're about to get your jaw broke. So they backed off. I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but, you know, you come up and start knocking into me, you're going to get your teeth knocked out. The point is, but I guess I should have my hands taken so they, the minions of the state, can physically attack me. These guys all have guns. And you look at the highest crime rates, Chicago, New York, places where the government has totally outlawed guns for the citizens have the highest crime rates. Now, that said, when we come back, before I get into their attack on the Second Amendment and where they're going, I want to go over death statistics here in this country and talk about the number one cause of death versus firearms that is like number 15th. I want to give you the number one cause of death when we come back. And then we'll look at the shooting and you know, obviously pray for those that lost loved ones and a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in lead for the freeway. Its fashion will ride.
First off, I just want to extend my condolences to the families and the survivors from the tragic Connecticut shooting that happened Friday morning. I myself have three children, one of them a four-year-old girl. And we were all very depressed and very upset up here on Friday because I think almost the whole crew has children and most of us have young children. And when you see a robot, because that's what this guy was like, and it's an incredible, if you had to profile subset of people that keep doing these things, even though mass shootings are flat in the last 20 years, about the same every year, this year's actually been worse than the last decade or so statistically, but overall it's flat. You can pull those numbers up. In the last 20 years, it's just always the same MO. Mentally ill, brain damaged, under psychiatric care, on what they call the suicide shooter drug. There's actually a book on that by a MD. On these serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You know, the police will tell you, when they pull up to a house and a woman has drowned her three or four children or chopped their arms off with a meat cleaver, that happened in Texas a few years ago, or drive them off a cliff into a lake or electrocute them or pour hot grease over their heads. I mean, you see it in the news all the time. In every case, the woman has been put on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And the inserts say they can cause mania, psychotic breaks, suicide, psychotic behavior, because they are in the hallucinogen family. And so you put an army sergeant on him, along with steroids, which he was taking on the side, and then you give him a malaria drug, and I have the articles right here, which is admitted they're having to take it off the market because it's causing hallucinations. The guy was basically sleepwalking and ran out of his base in the middle of the night and went to houses and killed 16 groups of people with their children, 16 people, and burned their bodies after he killed them, some of them with his bare hands. You think the guy's in a rage? No, he's whacked out of his mind. The soldiers keep doing this stuff to their families. Same drugs. Here it is. Los Angeles Times, Sergeant Bales had used steroids, Army alleges. Turned out he was on them. Other reports, on psychotropic drugs under psychiatric care, on malaria drugs, on psychotropics for depression, didn't want to go back. Another big article out there about the epidemic of U.S. troops on psychotropic drugs. And, the last number I saw a few months ago by the DOD, seven times the suicides per capita soldier, per 100 soldiers, seven times the highest rate from Vietnam. Why are they committing suicide? I'm going to answer the question here in a moment. There's a lot of factors, but there's one that's the biggest. Oh, did you know that automobiles aren't the number one cause of death in the United States? Cancer's not. Heart attacks aren't anymore. I'm going to show you the headlines right here. Did you know in 2011 and 2012, it's now suicide? And 21% of the population is on SSRIs. Oh, let's go over some of these headlines here, because the media wants to absolutely hype up the 20 children and how it's just everybody's scared. We got to have cops on all streets and cops in all the schools and just checkpoints. And we got to take the guns because there's an epidemic. Oh, my gosh, there's mass shooters everywhere. And the media hypes it. And there were two attempted mass shootings, one in Oregon, one in Alabama. Police with guns in Alabama stopped one, and a guy with a gun at the mall stopped it in Oregon. But no media coverage other than I have those articles. We're going to go over those. Just the sight of a gun and the guy shove it in their mouth. I had police on Friday who said, yeah, these shooters in every case try to kill themselves when confronted. They whatever the MO, whatever the profile is of these people, we know the profile, but we don't know why at their core. When they're confronted, they just kill themselves immediately. Oh, you got a gun? Let me kill myself. because they're zombies, because they're brain damaged, they're autistic, they play violent video games, it's a game to them. And now, oh my gosh, there's the authority figure. Uh-oh, this is real. I'm not in the hallucination anymore. Let me continue here. Look at this right here. This is not my theory, folks. This is known. When Eli Lilly did the test in 1980, they had a 15-fold increase. Now it's a 2,400% increase in suicide. I'm going to show you these numbers. 16 U.S. mass shootings happened in 2012. Yeah, half of them were gang-related. They just call them mass shootings. Leaving at least 88 dead. Okay, 88 dead. This is the Nation today calling for restricting guns. Okay, Nation magazine. Oh, Insurance Journal. Car and deer collisions caused 200 deaths so far this year by October. $4 billion. Oh, my gosh. Do you shake in fear when you see a deer on the side of the road? No, because the media didn't hype it up all day and have you hiding under your table. Okay? And by the way, statistically, you have a 3 times better chance, we've gone over these numbers before, to die from a deer jumping in front of your car than you do from terrorism. That's another red herring. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. Oh, here it is, ABC News. Suicide replaces auto crashes as top cause of injury death. Close to 30,000 people a year kill themselves, and firearm is not the most popular. Oh, there you go. There you go. Number one cause of death wasn't until 2011, just like the troops are now killing themselves because you put them on a drug that if you give it to, they've given Prozac type drugs, the whole class, they've given them to prairie dogs in studies. I'm going to go to those in a moment. And the prairie dogs will walk right up to coyotes and wolves. Of course you're not feeling bad anymore because you've had all your inhibition taken away. And when you have a bad trip or your hormones are wrong, you give an autistic guy, an idiot savant who plays kill-em video games all day. Oh, he's mad at mommy. Mommy lets him. Oh, my goodness. Continuing here. Suicide replaces auto crashes as top cause of injury death. There you go. Number one cause of death in the U.S. Oh, and it's everywhere they're tracking the same drugs. Look, happy drug Prozac can bring on impulse to suicide, study says. London Guardian. Oh, no, it's only been on the insert forever. This is only known in 1980. There's dozens of these drugs now, stronger than old Prozac. Suicides, now America's leading cause of death by injury. Study, Huffington Post. Let's keep going here. Let's just keep going here. Oh, MNN.com, also Fox's. Remember this a few years ago? Shrimp on Prozac and other SSRIs commit suicide. They've tested them in tanks with other fish. Normally a shrimp would hide under rocks and not come out when fish are active. They'll swim right up to fish and be eaten. Same thing with prairie dogs. Oh, here's another one. Eli Lilly knew Prozac had 1,200. Yeah, they've got some new ones that are double bad, 2,400 times. Higher suicide rate than other antidepressants. That's when they got it approved. That's Natural News. Babies of women taking antidepressants born with deformities. Oh, but you're not going to see the big government pimps that just want to disarm us and make us their slaves hyping up the massive birth defects from these drugs. Oh, and they're now giving them to babies age one, even though it literally rots their brain. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into how they're going to come after our guns. Stay with us.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, constitutional lawyer, former Ron Paul staffer and advisor, founder of Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes is going to be joining us for the last three quarters of the second hour. I will give the number out at the end of this segment to take some of your calls on the shooting issue. But really, it comes down to this. You've got domesticated people of all race, colors, and creeds that have grown up in big mega cities for two or three generations who've never had a gun, never shot a gun, and they literally think guns will come out of their cases at night and kill people. They don't know that guns, on average, are the number 15th killer. In some years, it's even 20-something, but you can pull it up in the World Almanac or just type in statistics, you know, causes of death, and you can pull it up for yourself. Number one, suicide. Number two is automobile accident, and the list goes on from there. They call those death by violence or death by unnatural causes, and there's cancer and heart attacks, but death by guns is isn't even in the equation. It's more dangerous to swim in your pool. It's more dangerous to get in your shower. And believe me, I know. I mean, haven't we all busted our hind ends, getting the floor wet, not having a mat out there? Boom, you fall down. My kids dripped some olive oil in the kitchen a few days ago, helped my wife cook. Boom, I just busted my tail end. You do that when you're a little bit older, or you do that and hit wrong, you can break your neck. People get electrocuted. More people die from electrocution than die from guns. Why is there this incredible hyping? Well, a lot of it is Hollywood. People see the Hollywood movies with all the guns and the rest of it, and they're scared. I've told the stories of having the carpet cleaner at my house before I had children. There was a shotgun on a rack, and the guy went and tried to call the police thinking guns were illegal because he, you know, grew up basically watching shows where guns are illegal that are based in New York City. And that's done on purpose. They've created the perception that guns are already illegal. But here's the most important thing I want to tell you. There is a blueprint that has been followed in Soviet Russia, in Nazi Germany, in Communist China, in Japan, in Australia, in New Zealand, in England, in Germany. It has been followed in Brazil. It has been followed, and again, there's been documentaries made about this. The NRA has written books. Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, has written books on the subject. I've studied it. And they always use school shootings or mall shootings in every case for the media to say, aren't you for the children? This wouldn't have happened if we didn't have semi-auto handguns and rifles. And then they ban the handguns and rifles. And then they register all the other guns. And then they have a mass shooting where somebody uses a bolt action. And then they ban those. And that's how it works. If you go online, just type in a map of world gun laws. The London Guardian has a good breakdown of it. There's only a few countries that are black. Black means some gun rights. And it's Switzerland, as you can see right there on the screen if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. It is Switzerland, and it is the United States. And then that same London Guardian article, and by the way, they're anti-gun, you can go look at the U.S. It's not even in the middle of the statistics for most violent. I mean, Mexico, Brazil, African countries, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, way more crime, way more shootings. Then they've got a city-by-city breakdown. Who's got the highest homicide rates? Chicago, New York, L.A., everywhere they've taken the guns. Well, yeah. You always hear about the home invasions in places where people aren't armed. People don't home invade out in the country when somebody's there. They wait till you're gone because they know you're going to get killed. You know, I saw the tweets and the Facebooks and the YouTubes, and we're going to do an article about it tomorrow. We have one where thousands of people are calling for the murder of the NRA president. Gun grabbers call for murder of NRA president supporters in wake of mass shootings. And you read these, and it says, I'm going to take my gun and I'm going to kill you. And you go to these tweets. Areas and you go to these other sites, and these are real people with real histories. And it's like, aha, you're mad Romney lost. We're going to kill you. I'm like, Romney was a globalist. What are you talking about? I even made videos talking about this, and there are people posting and laughing at me saying, you're mad your guy didn't win. We're going to take your guns. Again, it's people that want collectivism. Always want the general population disarmed because it's like people imagining because a football team's winning and they're a fan that they are winning. I mean, that's literally what this reflected glory thing is, where everything the big government does, Obama does, their supporters. I mean, if Obama said, hey, show the Republicans, go jump off a cliff, they do it. And it's this mindlessness of they're talking about using guns on us when they're the ones calling to ban guns. It's just amazing that our country has gotten to this point. And remember in the last few years, I don't know why people are buying 2-3 million guns a week, a month. And by the way, now it's all-time record this weekend. That's being reported. In fact, I meant to send that to you guys. Will you type in all-time record gun sales, click news? It was a bunch of articles. It's all-time record gun sales this weekend. And the media is always like, why are you doing that? Nobody wants your guns. Meanwhile, Obama's in the debate saying, I don't want to just ban assault rifles, semi-automatic rifles. That's most rifles. I want to ban cheap handguns. They're talking about banning guns that they say are cheap. So again, ladies and gentlemen, they're coming after your guns when bathtubs and showers kill more people. And when every one of these shooters and every one of these women that drown their children, and I go look in every case, every one of these people that sets their kids on fire, they're always on prescription, high-tech, hallucinogenic drugs. There it is. Gun sales in 2012 set record, FBI data indicates. Yeah, but I saw some articles today that I meant to send you that I forgot where it said this weekend is all-time record. All-time record this weekend. Anyways, yeah, they're breaking the records of the records this weekend. The point is, I saw it. You can look it up. But meanwhile, they're saying, just don't worry about it. We don't want your guns, but we do want them. And Bloomberg has come out and said he wants the president to move in an executive fashion, that's a quote, to use his executive power to physically ban semi-auto handguns and rifles. And Bloomberg has said ban all guns. The attorney general has said he doesn't believe in the private ownership of guns. President Obama, as a state senator, said he believed in banning all guns. We have the quotes in this December issue of the magazine. I said, this man wants your guns. And I said, they're going to use different crises to come after him. And it's happening. Not hard to predict that. Also, the UN treaty they couldn't get last year is set, and we've covered it. We've written articles at Infowars.com on it in detail. The UN treaty says no civilian ownership of firearms. And that's not just my interpretation. That's Forbes and Reuters. And because it says states can have guns, governments, but not individuals. It says states have rights. They play lawyer tricks, but then they later have addendums from the meetings of UNIDIR, that's the subset of the UN, the United Nations Small Arms Restriction Summit, UNIDIR, they say, oh no, we don't mean we don't mean individuals, we mean governments. Because civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's a quote. See, they think it's legitimate for government to have the power monopoly. Let me tell you what a power monopoly is. When Ted Bundy, the psychopath, or John Wayne Gacy, the psychopath, would have a young woman or young boy strapped down for a week of torturing them in their basements. That's a power monopoly. Hitler, when he had people, you know, tripping their clothes off, marching into pits to be shot in the back of the head. Of course, he took their guns a few years before. That was a power monopoly. Let me tell you something. Power monopolies aren't a good idea. We need separation of powers. And the government is in this giant arms race, 1.6 billion bullets, the most prisons in the world, NSA illegal surveillance, checkpoints everywhere, training to take on American gun owners, Homeland Security documents say gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, number one threat. You've seen that in the news. So the government's training that we, the real Americans, are the enemy, while telling us, hey, turn your guns in, we want to play nice. And then while trying to blame us for some Prozac head, some video game head, going and doing this. We need guns.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's escape from the New World Order. Escape back to our Constitutional Republic. We're live. It's Sunday, the 16th day of December, 2012. And we're on watch defending what's left of the Republic, awakening the sleeping giant that is our Republic. Your calls are coming up as hour number two approaches. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Coming to you live from FEMA Region 6, deep in the heart of what was Texas in globalist-occupied territory. I am your host. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me hit some of the other articles. Then I've got some video clips I want to play of the president's fake crying. And if that isn't fake crying, I'll eat my hat. I mean, it is really bad fake crying. Obviously, we're streaming video for TV viewers. For radio listeners, the video is posted up at Infowars.com. But I will narrate it for you here in a moment. But let's go over some of the other incredible facts here that I have in my stack. This is out of Human Events. They pointed it out. Lib Media forgets to report that man with concealed carry permit confronted Portland shooter. And that's not Human Events, who's conservative, saying that. That's KGW-TV. Clackman's man armed confronts mall shooter. And he says it's weird. The guy starts trying to shoot people. He walks over, points his gun at him from behind a pillar, and the guy just shoves it in his mouth and kills himself. And he said it was so weird. Well, no, it's not. That's what these people do. It's the weirdest thing. They want, as ghouls, to kill some cowering woman or child hiding. Sometimes men charge them from 50 feet away, it's happened. Women have charged them in a church shooting one time a few years ago, and he only was able to kill one person because the woman charged him and then tackled him and then was able to somebody else was able to shoot him. The point is, you confront them, they just go to pieces. I mean, imagine people that want to shoot kindergartners. I mean, obviously, they get confronted, they kill themselves. I mean, these are the lowest form of jellyfish. Side issue, I just really get upset having children. And you know what? The system knows you get upset. So like ghouls, they feed on them. Look at this article out of Breitbart.com. Troopers protect grieving families from media. And I don't watch a lot of TV, but I did monitor this weekend. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC. They were chasing them around at grocery stores, in their yards, saying, well, how do you feel about guns now that this happened? I remember the last mass shooting, father came out and said, don't use my son for this, who'd been killed. And again, I call it state-run media because they have one message. You shouldn't have guns. And if we didn't have guns, this wouldn't happen. And again, it is cold-blooded. It is disgusting. It is horrible. It makes it personal because it's done with a gun. 88 killed in mass shootings. More than half of that gang-related, where two gangs shoot each other. Less than 40 people killed in senseless, cold-blooded mass killings. Thousands were killed in individual senseless killings. There's unknown women. There's thousands of children missing right now who'll get dug up later. There's a lot of crazy psychos out there, and they usually grab you and go and torture you. There's some psychos, though, that want to kill you right on the spot. It's kind of like eating in, going into the restaurant to eat, not getting the hamburger bag and going home to eat it. Most psychopaths want to go home and take their time. You know, a lot of these psychos, like to torture people, take their time. But a small minority, usually just programmed by video games, they're brain damaged. I'm already got into this. In fact, I want to say they're evil and think about what I do to them. But really, folks, it's always just some weird goth nerd kid who's brain damaged on a bunch of drugs, watching devil movies all day, playing video games. It's all they know. The police are now begging reporters to leave grieving families alone. Well, they're not going to leave them alone because they want to demonize the Second Amendment. And that's what they're doing. I saw them on the news. How do you feel about the Second Amendment? What do you think about guns? Please, just leave us alone. I bet they wish somebody would have been in there with a gun, even if it was a cop, to stop it. And the answer is firearms to protect ourselves. So all of this is going on. And in Alabama and in Oregon, this weekend, police in one case, a citizen in the other, stopped the mass shooters. The police killed one guy in Alabama. Two in Alabama. Stopped another guy. Oh, by the way, the copycatting, ladies and gentlemen. Police will tell you, and if you've read criminology, it's very interesting. You should go start researching national textbooks. I know I've done it. When somebody starts robbing banks with a certain mask on, people will start copycatting. If somebody goes up in a high-rise building like the Empire State Building and jumps off, police know to station people there for the next 2 days because invariably other people show up to jump off too because it just puts it in their head. And because we've got crazy people with guns out there, sure, statistically, it's not as dangerous as your bathtub or your pool or deer jumping in front of your car, but still it's scary. That's why we have guns to protect ourselves. Now, again, why is the media hyping this? All these foreigners, that CNN host, Fareed Zakaria, that other foreigner, Piers Morgan, who got run out of England for reported crimes he's over there committing with hacking. this full train of foreigners on there telling me I need to turn my guns in, you need to turn your guns in, even though I've never committed a crime with a firearm and have protected myself with firearms. Even though that's the case, they want my guns and act like it's absurd. And here is the new articles out on that subject today. Bloomberg demands that the president take executive action outside of law. Piers Morgan wants to eviscerate Second Amendment, CNN host says, and lays out plan to disarm American citizens. Feinstein vows to introduce assault weapons ban to physically take it. Feinstein targets gun culture. Because, see, folks, if they can't get the guns and people learn that, hey, it's up to me to protect myself, and people become rugged individualist again, it's game over. They want you scared in crime-ridden gun control zones where you've been victimly disarmed, where you can't protect yourself, so that they can feed on you any way they want. And again, the collectivists do this in every country, the same script. This is how they get the guns every time. And here they're failing because it's such a part. Hey, lady, the gun culture you're so upset about and that Bob Costas hates so much, the gun culture is America. We are rough and tumble. It's true. And it started in 1776, July 4th. You may have heard of it. Over the Redcoats coming to go door-to-door taking legal firearms. So the country was born when you came to take the guns. And if you're stupid enough to try it again, it'll be reborn again. I'd rather it not be reborn out of you trying to take our guns. But if you pull it, believe me, I have 100% in my heart know you're going to awaken the sleeping giant. I'd rather just get the info war out, wake people up. It's happening. By the way, I want to say something really important here before we go to break and play these clips and go to your phone calls. I want to say something here right now, because this is so incredibly important. It is a hoax, because I know the statistics. Congress, depending on which Gallup poll or Rasmussen you look at, you can pull these up for yourself, has a 9 to 11% approval rating. The president, because you make it partisan, like a football game, Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, you know, he's got a 40-something percent. But there are a small class of people that whoever's in office, they defend them because they associate their personal power with it. And they have used the re-election of a Barack Obama, where less than half the country votes and a little more than half of them vote for him. That's a quarter of the population. They want their Obama phone. They want their free goodies. They don't know they're being domesticated. They don't know the government could care less about them. They don't understand history, common sense, none of it. But they literally are on this vitriolic celebration I see on TV and on the internet. Ha ha, you lost. We're gonna tax you. We're going to take your guns. They're ready to do whatever government says. And a lot of it has racial stuff added to it as well. Like, you white people are going to get it now. You know, hey, folks, all of us deserve our Second Amendment. It's like that Fox sports reporter saying whites are racist because they want guns and the Ku Klux Klan is the NRA is the new Ku Klux Klan. Folks, the Ku Klux Klan is the group that got the first gun laws passed after the Civil War. That's an undisputed fact. So see, what I'm saying here about all this is there is no mandate for socialism in big government. There is no mandate. That was a fraudulent election. I've had top election experts on, like Bev Harris. She's never seen so much fraud. The fix was in. Romney was a scam as well. The whole thing was rigged, up one side and down the other. And this is a desperate establishment that knows you're waking up to them, that knows the gun culture is spreading and liberals are buying guns everywhere. It's even on television and print media. They're now admitting this. And so they're panicking, desperately saying, oh, conservatism's dead, libertarianism's dead, oh, freedom's dead, everyone's embracing collectivism. No, it's not. They're trying to shove a fraud. The dinosaur corporate state-run media is dying. They're panicking. They stole the election. They're in deep trouble. We're winning. Don't believe their hoax. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm usually hogging the airtime, as I always do. I want to go to your calls in this segment, the next. Stuart Rhodes is going to pop in. I've got to play the audio and the video of Obama's fake crying. And I remembered Bill Clinton getting caught doing it a lot by Rush Limbaugh back when Rush Limbaugh was on fire. And so I found the clip on YouTube. We're going to play that coming up, where Clinton's laughing after he'd killed Ron Brown, the Commerce Secretary. They did report the coroner, Air Force coroner, said he'd been shot in the head in that stage crash landing. Side issue. The point is, I'm going to play that and the fake Obama. The video I shot on that's gone viral. It'll get about 500,000 views. It's at 348,000 views right now. Obama caught fake crying. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com, linking to it. We'll talk more about that coming up as well. But I've never seen 30% disapproval votes. Boy, the gun grabbers, that's the one where they're in there threatening me, saying they're going to shoot me and kill me, and where they can't wait to collectivize everything and put me in a forced labor camp. These are people with the real YouTube channels. Because I guess this went to the front page of YouTube, and the people that love government are just a bunch of weirdo idiots, man. They're just so stupid. I mean, they're just pathetic, but there's a lot of them. They're like lemmings. They can still run you off the edge of a cliff. And it's not that I even like the Republicans. I even say that in the video, but holy Toledo, the Democrats are just absolutely hell-bent on enslaving this country. And they just laugh and go, aha, your guy Romney lost. And I'm just like, man, there's no helping these people. Kevin in Tennessee, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing, brother, man? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Man, I talk to people down here that are supposedly Christians, and they listen to Bill Maher. And you get into arguments with these people in this last latest mass shooting. They're all like, and they own guns. Don't get me wrong. These people own guns. But they're all on the side of giving up guns to protect people. And I just told a guy this morning, when you give up guns, you will not have guns, but criminals will, and they'll come after you, and you will not be protected.
Well, I mean, these are the people that you always read about, that when somebody comes to their house, they freak out and just grovel. I couldn't imagine not having firearms to protect my family. Plus, I'm scared of getting old, because my whole life I've been absolutely ready to stomp people into the ground if they do. You know, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but I'll give you a fight. And I just, as I get older and stuff, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I'm old, you know, with young people, if they try to attack me. And I think, well, thank God I'll have guns. Well, we won't have guns if this is the case.
These young people are all brain dead. I work with a bunch of these young guys, and all they do is they watch the crap on their cell phone, and they watch their video games, and they watch some of the dumbest stuff on TV.
Well, no, that's it. I mean, you go out to a restaurant, you look at young people, and I'm pretty young. I'm 38, but I mean, young folks, they don't talk. They click on the internet, they play video games, and they're not working on the internet. The internet's a great tool for that. I'm not just bashing it. They don't have a real life. You know, they've had reports out the last few years. Did you know that we've lost more than 35% of our language in North America?
I can believe that.
People can't even understand mid-grade words. In fact, they think, I swear I'm living in Idiocracy. Have you seen that Mike Judge movie?
Yes. That is a fantastic movie.
He's like in court arguing his case, and they go, oh, this guy must be gay. He knows how to talk. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
Wasn't it you that said something about they're not teaching cursive in school anymore?
Nope, they're getting rid of that, and they don't let people. First it's dodgeball, then it's tag, now no running. I mean, it's just jellyfish world.
I know. It's the ones who want you gone. And you know what? May I say something, please?
Yes, sir.
I sent you an email probably about close to a month ago. I have a song on YouTube, and I don't have a video for it yet, but I'm getting ready to make a video for it, called The Ones Who Want You Gone. And I gave you permission to put it in your bumper music roundup if you'd like to do it.
The ones that want you gone. We'll try to look at it, brother. Thank you so much for the call. All right, Doug, Jeremy, Leif Erickson, Ronnie, Julio, and others. Your calls coming up. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Your calls and a lot more straight ahead. We're one of the last countries that haven't gotten our guns, and they're trying like Hades to enslave us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Army veteran, constitutional lawyer, founder of Oath Keepers, is coming up. for a couple segments with us. In the next segment, we'll continue with calls. I haven't gotten to it yet because it doesn't really play too well on radio. Obama's fake crying. But I want to play the whole video. It's only 3 minutes long. I played about 30 seconds of it in a video titled Obama's Fake Crying that went up on DrudgeReport.com over the weekend and has been seen by upteen bajillions and has been attacked by Salon and a bunch of other publications. So we're going to be playing that after Stuart Rhodes leaves us, along with a video for radio, I'll describe it, from the 90s of Clinton caught in fake crying. But we are streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com if you want to go over there and be able to see that, or PrisonPlanet.tv. But I do have Watson, one of my best researchers, doing an article tomorrow morning if he isn't too busy. I told him there's some other big breaking news. He's got family at his house in London. He's over in England for Christmas, so he was busy today. He usually works 7 days a week. So he said he'll do one tomorrow, again, if he isn't too busy. Because I made the point that MSNBC, CNN, and the rest of the state-run media is demonizing the Second Amendment. And I mentioned Salon in a different part, and they said, how dare you and Drudge say that we are state-run media? Well, listen, I folks have the quote. I didn't specifically say you were state-run media, but I said CNN and MSNBC were. And, I remember talking when the editor of Media Matters, which is run by the former White House transition chief, which is run by a bunch of George Soros money, they called me up. And I was saying, well, you're run by George Soros. He just gave you $3 million this year. He gave you $2 million last year. And they go, no, we're not. And I went to the Federal Elections Commission, and I pulled up the $3 million donation that was there in the nonprofits. And then the guy started laughing. But they think you're idiots. So I want to explain something. We're going to do an article where CNN has gotten billions in government money, billions in Pentagon money, where MSNBC got stimulus and bailout money, because I went and found the articles today. And we're going to do an article about state-run media. But obviously, in a larger sense, when Ron Paul, in his farewell address a month ago, called them state-run media, they toe the line. It's the same anti-liberty message. See, I'm here for we the people. And I'm not a collectivist. And because some serotonin reuptake inhibitor, Prozac, Ritalin head, goth video game punk. I'm not calling to ban your video games. I'm not calling to ban your Prozac, but we should do that before we ban guns, because the same MO goes out and shoots some people, and I got a better chance dying in my bathtub tomorrow morning. But the media hypes it like it's the end of the world. Hey, collectivist, if somebody robs a bank, I don't go to jail for it. If somebody beats their wife to death, I don't go to jail for it. I get in trouble if I do something. And that's the difference. You collectivists want to collectivize things and disarm the little worker bees because you're the little government bees that oversee us. Well, listen, I'm not your drone. Look at this headline. Nearly 500 guns surrendered in Baltimore after Newtown shooting. Everywhere they're turning in their guns and signs that they want to be peaceful. Really, our government's running imperial attacks in 8 countries, bombing people. They say it's cool to kill 200 innocent people if you kill one supposed terrorist, including little kids. Oh, but the media never covers that. I got loaded phone lines here. I got to go to your calls. Please be quick, because I want to get to more of you. But this is just getting insane, how this control freak system wants our guns. I guess all those folks that bought 3, 4, 5 million guns a month the last couple years, you said we were conspiracy theorists. You were never going to come for our semi-autos. Oh, you're saying you're going to ban them now. Oh, the bills are introduced. Oh, the UN treaty. Oh, right on time. Oh. Let's talk to Doug in California. Doug, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Love what you're doing. Appreciate all the hard work. Maybe a quick comment about, Obama's crying. Before I ever heard that he talked about that, I saw him doing that. I thought exactly the same thing. I mean, how can you, when your head is leaning down, the tears come from the side of your head and you have to touch the side, the right?
Yeah, for those that don't know, he does these Oprah Winfrey fake pauses and gulps, and then he's touching the edge of his eye. It's horrible grade school acting. And as you said, the tears would be with his head down, would be towards the nose, not the outside. It's totally, completely fake. This is a guy who signs death orders every day to bomb whole apartment buildings, killing men, women, and children to get one guy. They call it collateral damage. And I'm not even getting into a discussion of whether that's right or not. The point is, it's a theater. They want your guns. And why do they want our guns, Doug?
And the other thing was, the various times that he went to go touch for the tears weren't even at moments where there was an emotional point. There was, other points that he was talking about. So it wasn't even, didn't even synchronize with the emotions that were, he was supposed
Listen. The problem is the M.O. I've never seen someone as duplicitous as Obama. I mean, you remember what happened with the NDAA, right? Where he said, "Don't, it's horrible, don't pass it." Turned out his lawyers wrote it. Then he said, "Don't worry, let it pass. Won't sign it so it wouldn't get opposition." Then he did sign it. Then he tried to say he didn't. I mean, listen, it's total lies. The guy is a total puppet.
Some quick points about the shooting, if you don't mind, because that's really what I mainly wanted to mention.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: what's puzzling to me is how in the world could a 20-year-old kid, without hundreds of hours of practice and target shooting practice,
sure,
be able to pull something off? Because I heard the police scanner things, and they timed it from 9:36 to 9:38 was when they said the shooting started and shooting ended.
Well, sir, he was autistic, so whatever.
How does somebody and let's say like a trained Navy SEAL with, high level of experience and skill, in just a few minutes can kill and completely kill, 20 kids.
Sure. Do you know who invented and paid for? Hold on. Yeah. You know who paid for first person shooter games? Do you know where all those came from?
Right. Yeah, I know. Government.
Because men won't kill other men up close. They kill people far away. They'll drop bombs on them. But it's the old thing of up close, it's not because you're a wimp. You have this instinct not to just kill somebody. Okay, most people don't have a killer instinct. First-person shooter games were developed in the 60s by the Department of Defense for instinctive killing. So, to where you just instantly do it. Police are trained to do this now. So the point is, you get an autistic person who's an idiot savant. He was reportedly highly intelligent, who is obsessive. He got obsessed with guns and shoot 'em ups, and was reportedly under psychiatric care. The treatment for that is psychotropics. So you give someone a killer drug. Now, listen, it could have been a government op. They're reporting people in the woods, another guy arrested, the Batman deal, government program. He was in a mind control program. His psychiatrist was an Air Force chief in it. Multiple shooters reported. That looks like a staged event. And they do stage some of these. That's declassified. I'm not saying this couldn't be staged, but I'm saying separate from that, what about the PSYOP that you've got a better chance of dying in your shower or your bathtub than from a mass shooter?
Right. No, I agree. But why would it be so thorough to 3 to 11 shots on every child? I mean, it doesn't make sense that, if somebody's emotional or out of control, they're going to be unthorough. Maybe some are wounded.
Not somebody with Asperger's.
Okay. But then the last comment is, if the video surveillance footage, like most schools, I would say these days, have video cameras, if the video footage doesn't eventually come out showing this guy going in there, I don't know.
Can you imagine watching him shoot little toddlers and
at least him entering and, some more proof that he did it.
Well, listen, sir, our government has done over 10,000 secret studies that have been declassified. One study killed 4,000 plus foster children, radiating them. So absolutely the government may have done this. Operation Northwoods, they're totally able to do it. Like I said, I'm just going with, hey, let's say that this isn't a staged event. You got people on drugs that put them in a hallucinogenic state 24/7 who are obsessed with shoot 'em up games. And they throw a fit on mommy. This stuff can really happen. All right. Jeremy, Leaf, Ronnie, Julio, Spencer, Ariana, Steven, Don, John. We'll try to get to all of you. Stuart Rose will pop in for a couple segments, but we'll take calls with him as well. He's coming up. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So earlier I showed you ABC News reporting suicide is now the number one cause of death in this country. It wasn't even in the top five a decade ago. The troops have a sevenfold increase in suicides versus the previous record in the Vietnam era. What is the one thing that's changed? They're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The insert of all these drugs, Luvox, the list goes on and on, admits that it triggers psychotic outbreaks and killing. This shooter was under psychiatric care, reportedly being treated for it, just like the military guys that go crazy have been treated with these drugs. This is so obvious. And not one, not two, but three attempted mass shootings, two stopped by police, one by a citizen this weekend in Alabama and Oregon, getting, because two of them were in Alabama, getting no attention, that good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns. Switzerland is the only place in Europe that has, you know, good freedom of guns. In fact, they have, you have to own automatic rifles by law. They have the lowest crime rate in Europe. Now, the system's coming for our guns. Executive orders, Obama says, I don't care what Congress does. I'm coming for your guns. So I want to talk about what this will do, but also point out we have an article at Infowars.com by Michael Snyder. More than 2,000 children are murdered in the United States every single day, and that's by state-funded abortion. Oh, but nobody cares about them. And the government isn't too worried about the record number of suicides in this country. That's just back of the burner. Yeah, the troops are killing themselves. Yeah, record teen suicide. Oh, wonder what it is. We put them on something where they admit it makes you commit suicide. We put them on it when they're depressed so they won't commit suicide. That's like saying we shot you in the head so no one would shoot you in the head. Joining us, we will go to your phone calls because he wants to talk to you. Jeremy, Leaf, Ronnie, Julio, Spencer, Adriana, all of you, we're going to get to you. Is Stuart Rhodes, formerly worked with Ron Paul. He also won the big prestigious award. Was it at Yale or was it Princeton for his paper on the Constitution and the founder of Oath Keepers? He joins us, Stuart Rhodes, to give us his take on this. He has an article that's up at Infowars.com that basically echoes what Larry Pratt is saying, that the establishment has the blood on their hands, and he joins us now to break this down. You know, Stuart, they are announcing that they're going to use executive power outside of law to come after our guns. And, you know, I've been concerned about the buildup ahead of Obama's reelection to come after our guns, Stuart.
Well, yeah, and he's playing with fire. He might go down in history as the president who causes the next or final American Civil War, because there are millions of Americans who simply will not disarm. Doesn't make a difference if he does it by executive order. He manages to get all the panty-waist Republicans to go along with the new assault weapons ban. Whatever he does, there are millions of us, including myself and everyone I know, who are not going to disarm. Our arms are our birthright. They are the birthright of our children. It's what we're meant to do, is be an armed population. And what they're attempting to do is to flip the Founders Republic on its head and destroy liberty in America. And it's just not going to work.
And you notice now they talk about the gun culture, because I've said this from research. The gun culture, liberals are buying guns, women are getting into hunting. It's in all these liberal magazines. They're suddenly getting guns. People are beginning to realize how much power they've got. They're going out and shooting. We're converting them. We're actually winning. So they have this staged election with two frauds, certify one of them, and tell us there's a mandate for collectivism. They are the ones that are weak. And all of this push for big government is actually their desperation.
Yeah, I think it might be. But here's the problem, is that that's what worked in Australia. That's what worked in other countries. They had a mass shooting, and they used that as their weapon to finally disarm the people. I don't think it'll work here. In this sense, at least alone, is that there will be a large percentage of the population who will not disarm, and it'll lead to conflict. And so if their goal is peace, supposedly, and less killing, the way to not do it is to try to disarm us, because that'll lead to a civil war. But your big point is valid. that people are realizing that you are responsible for your own safety, that no police officer is ever going to be there when you're attacked. It's just the way it is. I used to teach rape prevention when I was in college. I taught at several different universities, and that's what I told the students the very
first day. And you've written for SWAT magazine. Go ahead.
Right. And it's like you're responsible for yourself. It's just common sense that when you're attacked in a dark parking lot or in a classroom or anywhere else, there's not going to be a police officer there. You are responsible. But they sweep that under the rug, and they don't want you to talk about that as a solution, the obvious thing. What they want to do, what they're really doing is creating this. It's like a petri dish. Let's disarm people. Let's use force of law to make sure that there's a place where a gunman can go and be assured of defenseless.
Well, that was my next point. I've seen these comments about the NRA heads saying, let's go attack the NRA headquarters. These are real tweets and real Facebooks. No one's going to attack that because it's full of guns. Don't these idiots get it? They attack you because they know you're a mark. They don't go after the big, powerful, armed person.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to do that. But here's the thing is most of the people who are like Bloomberg and Obama and Holder, they understand that. This is a propaganda campaign. They know that the real solution is to arm the people. If not, then I invite Obama to lead the way. He should have all his Secret Service put their guns away and no more guns in the White House. Make the White House a gun-free zone. If that works so well, then why doesn't he do it? Lead by example.
Hey, that's a great point, because guns are so bad. Let's not have all these men, like Costas has said, no one between 20 and 30 should own guns. Most of those guys out there with guns protecting the White House are between 20 and 30. Let's disarm the whole military then. If men, did you see Costas double down on NBC and say men can't be trusted to own guns, 20 to 30?
Yeah, right, I did.
I mean, what are they talking about?
What's he talking about? He's talking about that young men have testosterone and are more violent prone, which is true. But the great majority of people are law-abiding. Like look at the military. One or two freak out and try to kill their fellow soldiers. The great majority of them are responsible with arms. And that's true of the population at large.
And now they're trying to say the whole military can't own guns because a few people go haywire. It's the same collectivist model. Somebody does something bad, so everybody loses their rights.
Well, not the government, though. That's the point, is they'll never say we must disarm all of the people, including the police and military. If you are an anointed, government-approved armed guardian, then you're good to go. In fact, they want you to be hyper-violent and hyper-armed if you're part of the government. It's only the private individual citizen who cannot be trusted. That's what they're doing, is they're flipping the founder's design on its head, where the government was not trusted, and it was the people who were supposed to be armed and responsible for their own security. They're taking that away and saying, no, only the government can be trusted. And so that's why Obama will never have the White House be a gun-free zone. He should lead by example.
That's right. When we come back, I want to get your take on what we do about the schools, because, sure, you got a better chance of dying in the shower, better chance of dying in a car wreck, better chance of whatever it is. Guns are way down the line. But people are still scared because the media runs this psyop. What is the answer? I say arm the people in the schools. Arm the teachers right now. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes and your phone calls. Stay with us.
What I have been pushed, I think it's about time that somebody teach these varmints a little lesson about morality and about what it's like to be a decent, upstanding member of a society.
Look, we got loaded phone lines.
Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover-ups. You want answers?
Well, so do I.
Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Only I can interrupt my own intro. You know, what's so frustrating about this is the United States now leads the world per capita in suicide. Communist China is number two. And we're on a bunch of Prozac-type drugs that make you commit suicide. The troops lead the world in suicide. And I mean by a long way they lead. There's no discussion about that. It's all, oh my gosh, the guns, the epidemic, the guns. Pull up the statistics. Last 20 years, shootings are flat. 88 people died in mass shootings. More than half of those were gang-related. Less than 40 died in real mall or school shootings. And that is terrible if it's your little kindergartner shot by some lunatic. But the system preying on it, jumping on it, pushing it. Stuart, I want to go to phone calls here with you, but I agree they're playing with fire. I saw Obama 2 weeks ago sign that order and not let Congress see it, but the UN bragged they were able to see it, handing over control of the internet to a great extent to the UN. The president now can't get a law passed, so he signs an order and then tells Congress they can't see it. He says NATO runs our military along with the UN. That was this year, three hearings, as you know. Shutting down power plants without law. And he said he may use executive power. Bloomberg now said on Meet the Press today, that's the plan. Kurt Nemo wrote an article about it at Infowars.com. I mean, listen, people ask me, why do you like guns so much? They're the canary in the coal mine, folks. My guns are in gun cases. I hardly even use them. Wish I had more time. The point is, when they take your guns, then they can do whatever they want to you. Can you, as a constitutional lawyer, explain that to people, why we're so into guns, Stuart?
Well, the bottom line is that the founders understood that in order to remain free, the people first have to take personal responsibility for their own security. There's no such thing as a free lunch. We see this Arkansas town. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Alex, where the police chief and the mayor are now going to have armed SWAT team patrols and stop every single citizen, no matter what they're doing, and demand their ID and demand to know where they're going in the name of fighting crime. This is, I think it's Farragut, Arkansas.
No, they declared martial law 2 years ago, yeah.
Well, this is just today I saw an article about
that. Oh, well, it's another town. Yeah, but there is a town in Arkansas that does that.
And the point is that this is the there's two different versions of America we have to choose from. One is the free America with free people who take personal responsibility for their own security, which is your natural law obligation and your natural law right. You can do that and take responsibility, or you can have the other one. We have this false offer of security where a hyper-militarized state watches over you like a bunch of sheep, but then is also going to prey upon you.
I was about to say, statistically, that's always pure destruction. Listen, I'm 38. You're pretty young yourself, I'm sure. I still feel like I can really take care of myself, even though I'm not like I was when I was 18. Now, though, I think about being old. Isn't it discriminatory in countries where they take the guns? Old people can't protect themselves from young people. I actually value the Second Amendment more now because as I get older, you know, maybe when I was 18, three guys starting to fight with me was a good challenge to get going, you know, my good old boy guts going. Now, you know, I have more trepidation. Isn't it discrimination against old people to take their guns?
Well, sure, and also against the frail and the handicapped, and against women. Look at England. In England, it's numbers in the streets that rule. It's the size, the young and the strong, over small people, over the elderly, over females. Women are more likely to be raped by a large, strong male. She's not armed. Just the way it is. It's a fact. That's why cops carry guns. That's why the military carries guns. That's why Bloomberg has armed guards around him. That's why Obama has armed guards around
him. We've interviewed him. He has about 15 guys with him.
Yeah, they work. And they know that. But they don't want you to have them. And so this is only an excuse to strip you of your rights. But the big picture is the Second Amendment is not only is it not about, you know, duck hunting or deer hunting, it's also not even just about your right to bear arms to defend yourself. It's about you, the people, having the military force to be the military security in your country. We're supposed to be the militia. We're supposed to be capable of repelling invasions, suppressing insurrections, and executing the laws.
We're supposed to be an armed, hardcore, serious, focused people, not a bunch of domesticated jellyfish. Bottom line, the system is getting itself absolutely ramped up to come after the guns. They've now blown the bugle. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org. Before we go to calls, what do we do then? Your view to counter this?
I think go on the offensive. Point out the obvious, that the teachers should be allowed to and able to defend the students in their care. They should be allowed to bear arms. I mean, we trust them with the kids.
Can you imagine these women that went and shielded the children from bullets, what they would have done if they had a gun?
Yeah. Imagine if I'd have had them in a class and taught them how to use a gun and taught them about combat mindset and going on the aggression and going on the attack. They would have killed the guy. They'd have put a bullet in his brain and he'd have been shut down instantly. So that's the answer.
Teach good people how to go on the attack, not make us a bunch of sheep.
Exactly. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call on all the Oath Keepers out there who are firearms instructors or martial arts instructors and call on them to offer free training to any teacher that wants it. And I volunteered myself to do the same thing here in Montana. We'll teach them. I don't give a dang about the law. Teach them how to do it and encourage them to violate the dang law.
Well, how many school shootings have there been where a principal or an off-duty cop's visiting their kid? We see it in the back of the paper all the time, and they stop the shooting.
Well, one principal had to run to his car a quarter of a mile away and get his gun and run back and stop the shooting. So they should. I mean, these laws are killing people, so they should disobey them. They should carry concealed, ignore the dang law. I mean, obviously they take a risk by doing so, but it's so important that they be able to take care of the children under their care.
Especially now with the media hyping it. Let's go to a caller in Newtown, Connecticut. John, you're on the air with Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Obama might be coming down the road now, so if you hear some sirens in the background. I live 8 miles from Newtown, so I stopped down here tonight.
No, I actually hear him. Is he there to grandstand and bloodsuck off this?
Yeah, he is due to come in any minute now. This might be him. Bear with me 1 minute. Sorry. I'm standing on Washington Avenue right across from the main memorial. And strangely, there are a few people crying here. There's people with their iPads taking photos and showing little emotion. And
oh, yeah, they're using it as a spectacle, a lot of them. Yeah, Obama to speak at prayer vigil in Connecticut. He is really going to milk this, folks. He's coming for the guns. Go ahead, sir.
I haven't seen any anti-gun signs or anything except for, you know, CNN on every corner and, you know...
I wonder if he'll go to these countries where they kill whole families to bomb one person. I wonder if he'll go to vigils there and cry.
Yeah. Anyway, I was wondering why people haven't been talking about that second shooter, you know.
Well, look. They SWAT teamed one house. They arrested a second shooter. This could be staged because they'll use a mentally ill person like this as a cutout. We know they've staged stuff in the past. Stuart, what about this being a staged event?
Well, I mean, it's entirely possible. But as you said earlier, when you have millions of Americans on psychiatric drugs, you have a recipe for this kind of disaster.
Yeah, there's 65 million on them.
And then when you set children, it's like setting out bait for coyotes or wolves. You set out, you know, baby rabbits to lure in coyotes. So you set out children in a disarmed area. And if the guy wants to make an impact and get on the news, he's going to go to a school. He's going to go to a university. He's going to go to some place where he knows he'll have a chance to
kill
them.
And how pathetic in this narcissistic thing that you'd kill a bunch of kids so your name went out when you committed suicide.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But, you know, we have to realize that there is a small percentage of the population out there. It's growing, like you said, because of all the drugs who are going to snap and go do these things. But the answer is to do, let's look at Israel. They arm the teachers.
I agree. Our tax money pays for M16s in an instant access pistol safe locker in every office. M16s in the schools now. M16s in the schools now. We'll be right back with more calls. Thank you for the call.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, Obama, like a vampire, is going to go exploit these dead kids, and he's going to be speaking here in about an hour. And they're going to put it on television. He's going to call for restricting our guns off 20 dead kids. How about you restrict all the drugs you've put 60 plus million Americans on that the insert says causes psychotic violence? Oh, no, don't restrict Big Pharma. Restrict me individually, because there's a bunch of deranged people out there. And statistically, I got a better chance again falling in my shower. Doesn't matter, though. They're going to sit there and grandstand. It's wrong that you don't want to turn your guns in. I'm President Obama. Let's go to a bunch of calls with Stuart Rhodes. Quick comment or question. Jeremy in Iowa, you're on the air.
Hey, Allison. This is Jeremy. I want to see how this works. I want to talk about one thing I've seen that we actually had that wasn't really talked about. First of all, in your video, you can't share it on your iPod or iPhone. We'll let you share that. It's locked off the sharing feature of that video.
You're talking about my Obama caught fake crying? Yeah. No. The internet censors us in all different ways. Go ahead.
But China had a stabbing of 22 individuals, kids in an elementary school yesterday as well.
Yeah, and if you noticed that article, both the video you're talking about they're trying to block is up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It's near the bottom now. But the other article's there as well. They've had an epidemic of stabbings in China and Japan, where in some cases I saw where last year they killed 14 kids in Japan or something. Yeah, they're using knives. Again, I want to ask Stuart Rhodes. Thanks for the call. Stuart, what is it about these psychos that they go after kids, and where they can't get guns, they use knives? I mean, what type of demon wants to hurt little kids?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. You know, but here's the problem. Like I said, it's like putting out bait. I know it sounds kind of crude, but
no,
it's true.
Scum goes after the most innocent in a victim disarmament zone.
Yeah, and they want to, for some reason, they want to kill kids. It's like a sacrifice to Moloch. It's like a sacrifice of children. It is sick. But the point is that where they can't get guns, it will use blades. Like in China or Japan, a much more blade-oriented culture because they don't have guns, they'll still do it. You get a crazy guy with a samurai sword, he'll still kill lots of kids. And the way to stop him is to shut him off by killing him. You got to stop him right then and right there.
I saw a report where a Palestinian woman with a butcher knife killed more than 10 Israelis. What are you going to do, ban all knives?
Like they do in England, yeah. So they'll still get it. You know, if someone wants a sword or wants a machete or wants a gun, they'll get them. If they could smuggle drugs into the country, but despite them being illegal, they could smuggle anything in. They're going to get them. So you're not going to stop it except by arming the teachers and allowing them to defend the kids.
And look at Arizona, look at Texas, look at every state that's loosened gun laws. What happens, Stuart? Crime rates go down.
Sure. If you're able to defend yourself, you're able to, first of all, you'll dissuade those who are not suicidal. But even for the ones who are suicidal, you'll stop them. You could stab them to death or shoot them to death and stop them.
It's very simple. Leaf in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I was calling in to make a point about the psychiatric drugging. I'm glad to see that you're covering it as much as you are. But, you know, I don't own a gun, and I'm not even vaguely concerned about other people owning guns. It's just the number of people that are drugged out, and they're plugged into the Matrix, and they're walking around in a dream world.
Look, I had two girlfriends that were on serotonin-type drugs, and let me tell you, these weren't people. That's why they weren't girlfriends long. I mean, they were zombies. And this stuff is, listen, they got 60-plus million people on this stuff now, brother. The insert says it can make you go haywire and kill people. Why are we the number one country for suicide now? Stuart Rhodes, I mean, caller, what's your comment on that?
Well, it's engineered. It's purposeful. And we've got the school screening programs going in where they're going to start putting more and more little kids on these drugs.
New freedom, yeah.
My kids aren't going to go to public school. I'm going to make the money to send them to private school.
Well, I'd tell you this, brother. I understand not wanting to own a gun, but I'm telling you, your car, you could kill people with your car. I wouldn't be so scared of guns. I think you should go out and take a gun safety course. I think you should buy a firearm. The way to beat these people, and they are panicking, they admit we're winning, is that you need to go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it. They have instant access pistol safes that are either biometric or have a code, and you can have guns in total safety. I'm telling you, you need guns.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, I've got my answer to 1984, 1776 t-shirt, and I just want to tell you, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Leif. And listen, it is like proselytizing. If I can just get people armed, our culture is going to win. Guns are the only thing we've got that's actually succeeding now. It's the one thing people get that is a precious right. First Amendment's under attack, too. I defend that. Stuart, your comments on that.
No, it's true. It's sad to say. Like I said yesterday in the article that I wrote, is that, you know, so many conservatives have been so brainwashed by the neocons that the only thing they still care about is the Second Amendment. And so if this is what it takes to wake them up, then so be it. Throw us in that briar patch. I'd rather get it over with.
But it was the same thing in Texas. The Mexican government was abusing Mexican citizens, my family who came down here. No, they would put up with any abuse but guns being taken. Same thing in 1776. I think, Stuart, that's all people get.
Well, I mean, to be fair to the founders, they understood everything else. They protested against writs of assistance. They protested against...
No, but the general population refused to turn the guns in.
Right, because they could feel it themselves personally. A gun law, a gun ban, like the assault weapons ban, impacts you and every American personally. It affects what you can and cannot own. You don't have to wait for you to be black bagged in the middle of the night to feel the effects. That's the difference. It's sad, but true. They can't learn from history they have to feel the effects themselves. And so I say, bring it on, Obama. Go ahead and go for it. Let's get this over with. It's kind of like sticking your finger down your throat so you can throw up and feel better. Let's just get it done.
Man, I hope you're wrong. But they're going for it, so whatever.
The Republicans go along with every other violation of the Bill of Rights. They want predator drones over our skies. They want the president to be able to kill us.
NSA spying, open borders, government-run health care, premiums doubling. Look at the idiot Obama supporters, Stuart, that they've now announced that the average premium is going to double and they're going to make people buy health care. These idiots thought they'd get something for free.
And these are the same people who also turn a blind eye, as you said, to what he's been doing with predator drones all over the world. All the kids he's been killing, they don't care because he's their guy. Just like the Republicans didn't care because Bush was their guy. It's disgusting. And so the only salvation for this country are the people who care about the Constitution and are consistent in their defense of human rights. And that includes your right to defend yourself.
And by the way, I had Larry Graffwald, you know, the famous Army guy, the FBI person that brought down the Weatherman. He said on air, I'm not turning my guns in, that's it. I mean, I hope the system knows this is a line in the sand. It's almost ancestral, it's spiritual. They want a civil war, they're going to get it. I mean, I hope they understand.
And it might be that they intend to do that. It could be that they have in the back of their heads that they think they've got the deck stacked in their favor and they're going to go for it. But in either case, they're in for a fight. And they're, you know, I do not think Americans are going to put up with another assault weapons ban, for example.
There'll be No, Stuart, they're saying they're going to physically confiscate them with an executive order. I mean, it is madness, folks. All hell will break loose for new listeners if they try this. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, real fast.
You know, what would drive the son whose father was the vice president and tax director of General Electric Energy Financial Services, the Connecticut shooter, his dad was the VP.
He grew up in a multi-million-dollar-a-year family, and I tell you, I'm not going to go there, but it looks suspicious. I'd rather debate it on the facts that I can prove, but look, I smell something when it's rotten, brother.
And I agree with Stuart. We need to be more offensive. We have to point out that a lot of these shootings, mass shootings as of late, have been with people on these type of drugs. You know why the media is not going to cover that issue? Because a lot of their money, a lot of their sponsors are Big Pharma. Government's not going to touch this because Big Pharma lobbies them.
I looked it up. 10 years ago, suicide was not even in the top 10 causes of death. It's number one. That's a pretty big elephant in the room, huh, Stuart?
Absolutely, but no one wants to talk about it. Like you said, it's because they don't want to talk about self-defense. They don't want to talk about the obvious solution of letting the teachers defend the children, just like Obama's defended by the Secret Service. Why does he get protected?
Hey, they could even have teachers that volunteer to go get the training, get certified, even get deputized by the sheriff, and they could have a gun locker. Boom, you're dead. They have the gun. Let's do it now. Let's arm the teachers now.
That's a good point. Sheriff should do that. They should offer to deputize the teachers and ignore the federal law. We need to nullify against these ridiculous.
That's right. There's a federal law, as you wrote, saying you can't have guns in that school. Well, how are you going to protect yourself from Mr. Fruit Loop?
You can't. Unless you want to do it empty-handed, you're empty-handed.
Stuart, I want to invite you back this week. I'm going to set you up right now. Weekday show. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's on XM, couple channels on XM, Infowars.com. Great job, Stuart. Sorry the other callers. Call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll be covering it all. Larry Pratt's coming on, Gunners of America. We're going to defend the Republic, the First Amendment, the Second, the Tenth, the Fourth, the Fifth, all of it. We're Americans, and we want our freedom now. I'm Alex Jones, signing off. God bless you.